AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The UN's Staffan de Jarek says the deaths of seven members of the aid group World Central Kitchen in Gaza is more reason for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
The multiplicity of such events is the inevitable result of the way this war is currently being conducted. We reaffirm yet again the need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
At the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is outraged.
I think by saying we're outraged, I think you can fairly characterize that as condemning the strike itself, of course. I mean, nobody wants to see this kind of violence happen to humanitarian aid workers who, as was noted earlier, were doing all the right things.
A U.S.-Canada dual citizen is among the seven people killed in Gaza. President Biden spoke to China's President Xi Jinping today. The White House says there will be more engagement between the two leaders moving forward. Maryland Governor Les Moore says there are now two temporary channels to support commercial traffic around the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore.
I'm thankful that after only a week after the collapse, we have pathways and channels so commercial traffic can now move through.
Crews are undertaking the complicated work of removing steel and concrete at the site of the bridge's deadly collapse after a container ship lost power and crashed into a supporting column. Following the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, there's a new rule. Major freight railroads will have to maintain two-person crews on most routes. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made the announcement.
A second crew member is vital to performing safety functions like securing a train with handbrakes, handling track switches that are not remotely controlled, obtaining track authorities, assisting in emergencies, and much more.
The president of Mexico says he was saddened by the killing of a mayoral candidate just hours after she requested protection and started campaigning. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. His publicist says poet, music producer, and counterculture figure John Sinclair has died of congestive heart failure. He was 82. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
It ain't fair, John Sinclair.
John Lennon wrote the song John Sinclair about poet and activist John Sinclair being sentenced to nearly 10 years in prison in 1969 for giving two marijuana joints to undercover officers. Sinclair served 29 months but was released a few days after Lennon, Stevie Wonder, and Bob Seger performed the John Sinclair Freedom Rally at the University of Michigan in 1971. Sinclair wrote poetry, dabbled in journalism, and co-founded the anti-racist collective The White Panther Party. He also managed the band The MC5 and musician Mitch Ryder. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
76-year-old Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva announced he has been diagnosed with cancer, but says he will continue to work while undergoing treatment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.